with the grain. As the seasons come and go, quit across the pain. For too many, I'm feeling nuts.
Now I'm right in saying that all from Liverpool.
Yeah, we're all from Liverpool. Yeah.
I've got to ask the obvious question.
Born and bred.
Red or blue?
Red.
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 But I'm a Man United fan.
So. Weird, isn't it?
We've talked to you, massive Liverpool fan, and I have to ask everybody who comes in. I'm hated now by the middle.
Have you said that remark?
Every time.
Got to ask. Now, obviously, for me, the 80s is the era I was born. I mean, I was born in 83, so I've grown up listening to 80s, 90s, noughties, and today. Why is it that the 80s music not only had its day in the 80s, but has just been reborn again now? How's that happened?
Well, it hasn't actually been reborn now, today, because we've been doing this for, 9 years now? Something like that?
10, 11.
And so it's never really gone away, you know? I mean, the guy who put this on all those years ago was quite clever, you know? Because the 80s music, you know, you can hate some of it, you can love some of it, some of it's okay, but, you know, it had something about it. The 80s, if you listen, you know, I'm listening to stuff now that I never listened to when I was in the 80s. I listen to it now and I think it's quite full and intricate, you know, stuff that they were doing, you know.
Yeah.
Like the pop music today, I don't know what it's like for you.
No.
But the 80s had something.
Generations of people in the 80s, we just had 3 or 4 channels, radio,
no
records, we didn't have internet, like, you know,
because the
24
internet
hours
and social media have just completely changed the industry, haven't they?
So absolutely. There was a focus on actually listening to music was a big pastime with many people. It's what people would do when they got together socially, they'd listen to music.
Yeah.
Whereas now it can be background to a lot of stuff. So you've got all of the people who remember that, who were a part of listening to music and buying albums and sitting there with their friends and saying, come over on Friday night, let's listen to an album together.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. We were just talking about with this, but it's as if, you know, all their kids have just grown up now. Maybe they're babysitting age or they're 16. They're all out here having a good time.
Absolutely.
Maybe for the first time in a while.
I think also MTV had a massive impact in terms of the visual thing of what music is, and everyone has, they're all dressed up here, and what the video, I think, had a big impact.
You can actually see what you're listening to.
Yeah.
This is like a kind of gathering of people of the same ilk, really, of the same kind of, they want that enjoyment back.
Because I remember when I was younger, a new album or a new CD or LP or cassette came out, and it was like you were queuing for miles to get an HMV.
That's true.
Was how music to me was born into my life. So it's the internet. Do you think the internet's been a good thing or a bad thing for music?
Well, it's been good and bad. Good and bad.
I think it's difficult because the way an album is, you talk about an album, but now it's a case of, well, you'll audition, you'll listen and think, well, the album, I think, is struggling at the moment because you used to buy an album, and even, I mean, obviously with vinyl, you used to flip it over.
Yeah.
And that was the thing, how a track listing would be put together.
Well, I think that's the beauty of it, and I think that's why, vinyls, they overtook some CDs, wasn't it?
Yeah,
CDs. Recently,
nobody buys CDs, so it wasn't
nobody
much.
Buys CDs. They buy our CDs, though.
Oh yeah, because that was the only blip in the chart.
I'd still rather listen to a CD than on the internet on a phone. You know,
the quality drop as well. Isn't it
the quality
nowadays?
Drop in music is like it's all you know, sizzly stuff at the top end, and I can't listen to music like that. I've got to listen, you know, I've got to put a vinyl on and listen to it properly, like or a CD, you know.
Because obviously music today is very, very different to what it was. The sound of it, the tones, the way it's put together and produced, it's very different today. But some of the, I suppose, the modern artists, The Weeknd is an example I used earlier. He's just released a new track. It's absolutely unreal. But it's 80s so 80s vibe.
Because it's a nod and a wink to what he grew up with and the inspirations. And not just that, but the zeitgeist or the theme or the culture of the time. And I think, you know, part of that thing is the hedonism of the 80s he's kind of remarking on as well.
Oh, the hedonism.
A part of it, you know.
As he takes a chocolate.
That's so much.
There was so much chocolate in the 80s.
I think also the sounds in the 80s, people were experimenting, whereas now they know, don't they? They want, I want that 80s sound, whereas they weren't saying in the 80s, I want that
60s. There was a girl, sounds. I mean, I'm not up on what goes on, but there was a girl a few years ago with ginger hair and stuff, and she just took everything from the 80s. And this was modern, this was only about four years ago or something. She became massive. You don't hear about her now, though. I don't.
Is that LaRue or someone?
Yeah, it sounds like you're talking about LaRue. Yeah.
LaRue, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 12 years ago.
Was that 12? See, I don't
even. Yesterday!
I don't even keep up with it all, you see. So,
but yeah, that stuff was ushering in a sort of 80s, and that was around the time when this stuff
started.
And what you've got is a generation of people who may have been 18 to 30 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're saying, it's like their whole lives have revolved. Their kids have grown up a bit, and maybe they got some time to remember the kind of things that they really enjoyed.
Yeah, because it's tricky asking. Well, it's tricky asking me about it, because I, even back then, I wasn't listening to anything around me. I was listening to the 60s, you know, the 60s, like the Beatles and the Kingston.
Was that your inspiration when you
guys went to music? Well, yeah, I mean, that was the music I was brought up on, you know. Even if I was only 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, it was in the house.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was that was the music. That
so, did you listen to any of the? I say
no.
I think that's disrespectful. But current music, are there any artists out there that you think I really like this one? I think it's
Thundercat.
Yeah.
Mono Neon. Bass player.
Yeah, I mean, there are individual little things.
I generally listen to Radio 6 a lot, like that sort of thing. It's more eclectic. It's more alternative.
It's a wide variety.
Dan Harkner, my brother, he's pretty good.
Dan Harkner. I think a lot has changed, you see, with listening to music, and you can't really grab it. You can't, like, say, well, they listen to that, they listen. Just everybody listens to everything.
Well, I suppose that's the thing for you guys, because you've obviously gone into an era which, as we sit here in 21, is, if somebody said to you, name an iconic era of music, the majority of people now would say the 80s.
Right.
Whereas if I asked my mum, they would say the 60s and 70s.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's as the world moves, isn't it?
Yeah.
But at the moment, for me, the 80s just seems to continue to grow and grow and grow through everything.
Well, I thought
else.
Also that time.
That doesn't mean I'm as old as his mum.
No.
But I think at that time you could be part of a clan, because as a Christian's fan, I just shaved my head when I was younger.
Did you?
Yes!
What can we expect from you? Obviously, you're here nice and early. What can we expect? Because by the time you get on there, let's be totally honest, there's going to be plenty of wet audience. There's going to be plenty of fluids about
there.
There.
There's going to be plenty of wet.
Plenty of wet. The whole scene changed yesterday,
yeah,
and it went wild. What can we expect?
The drink kicked in.
Well, it's not going to go wild, but it's going to go kind of damn squibby.
It's going to go or something like that.
No, it's going to be all right. I mean, you only get 25 minutes. It's really difficult to, because I employ people to go to our shows. Really, not this kind of thing, because this is a. This is a show for everybody. You know, it's not like our show. It's not like Wet show or whoever's on. You know, and you just come on, you do your thing. It's over in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll do the hits that we have.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully get through them with the house band. You know,
cause, awesome.
Because we couldn't
bring
our
own. We've been locked down for a while.
Everybody's waiting. You know, you could see it from I saw a few photos from yesterday, and it looked like people were going pretty wild.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a great
festival.
We'll
give people a little chance.
It's fantastic. It's my first time.
Oh, really?
Particularly, I've been with the station 2 years, so it's my first time at Rewind.
Yeah, it's one of the.
And yesterday, I was like, I'm saying to Sophie and Jordan, I'm like, Billy Ocean's going to be on that stage, and I'm going to be able to see him in person.
Yeah.
He's an iconic artist, and. We had sheets and sheets of rain for about 3 hours, and no word of a lie, Billy Ocean walked on stage and it stopped. As soon as he left, he absolutely threw it down again.
No, really?
It was unreal.
Yeah. When the going gets tough, you see.
Yeah, that's how he started. Yeah. That's how he started. And obviously, being back on stage, live audience, the excitement builds. Is it still surreal because of like the lockdown, everything we've gone through? Is every gig like, wow, let's embrace it Well, well,
this isn't our first one since lockdown. Right. This is about our fourth or fifth. So we've kind of like creeping back into it. I'm still forgetting the lyrics and everything because it's been a long time. And it, but we're all kind of like creeping our way back into live.
Music. In football terms, you're in pre-season training. You're still building up.
It could be we're getting old, yeah.
I can't remember anything.
Senility's
got a minute.
I can remember watching an interview with, I think it was Tom James, was on, somebody asked him if he'd ever retire, which I was livid. I thought, you can't ask Tom James if he's going to retire. And his response was, well, my voice works, I'm singing.
Yeah.
And you know, as you do get older, as you go through music, and you've obviously lived different lifestyles through the 80s, 90s, noughties, 70s, whatever, do you have to spend time like training your voice, keeping it going, or do you just lubricate?
That's a joke.
I think you have to try and keep it relaxed, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I've never done anything with my voice, have you?
I don't think I thought that's why you had the whiskey when you went on.
Yeah, maybe that's it. So I've had a Jack Daniels every time I go on stage. I have a
try not to
half
do
a bottle of Jack before I go on.
Bang it. I was told by Peter Hook earlier that onions and milk are a big no-no.
Mm. No, it's bollocks, yeah. I wouldn't... This isn't live, is it?
No, it's not live. This is the biggest interview we've done all day,
can't we? No, it's worse because when we've done the longer tours, it's hard on your voice then. But normally you're only doing sort of 2 gigs a week, it's not so bad. But if you're doing these tours...
Three or four in a row.
That's when it gets you.
Because to an audience, we would just turn up, have a few beers, dance, party, enjoy it. I play a football match and I think, right, I've got a certain breakfast I'll eat. It's just in my head, I'll have that. And then I'll... go on, so you just don't assume an artist, but when you think about it, beers loosens you a bit. What's next for you guys? What are you after today? What are you doing?
Bad. Well, 6 days. In truth, we're working our way through an album, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that sounds a bit weird these days. Just, you know, people doing albums still, you know, in what we've just been talking about.
Yeah.
We've got to do it, you know, we've got to get it out.
I think in some way,
you know, you've got such stuff in you, you've got to get it out. And that's what we're doing. And if nobody buys it or nobody's interested in it, the people that come to our shows are waiting for it. Yeah. So, you know, our fans are
waiting.
Our deep, rooted fans are waiting for it. So that's why we're doing it.
We just want to do some music, don't we? So.
Let's get some music.
It's just part of what we do. So we've got gigs and festivals through the end.
And we've got tens. We've got tens
rewind,
of fans.
A few tens festivals.
Of fans. Tens of fans.
Absolute tens.
Nice.
Dozens.
I appreciate your time. I know you've got to get ready to give us a performance.
Well, yeah, we're going to have one.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.